Andrade and Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Peter Gallagher and Adam Brody are here tonight from the OC. Wednesday nights on Fox, and I'd say the big hit of the new fall season.
Absolutely.
And now that Skin's gone, you're the only game in town for the, you know, sort of hour-long show, a little tale, have a little drama, fantasy, yes?
Yeah, that's true. And a couple of laughs.
Yeah.
And a couple of laughs, yeah.
Is unimportant, and this is going to sound bad at first, but it's going to get better.
Oh, hold your breath.
People make certain TV shows. When the Melrose Places and the 90210s, when they were gone,
yeah,
missed it. There was a void
there.
That's right. Yeah, and this is, not nearly as corny or schmaltzy, but more the Millennium version of that ilk of show, would you say?
We're doing our best to fill that void, I think.
And Adam, you're from San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Does this microphone sound funny?
Yeah.
It sounds like hell. I hate to say it.
That sounds like fried hell, too.
Yeah.
Something wrong? Anderson, you got to push a button or something?
It's all Chris? Good, and Chris is at it.
Nothing to do with me over here, man.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
But so you're almost from Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I grew up in San Diego, and then I've lived in L.A., for the last 5 years, so I've sandwiched it my whole life.
Adam was in The Ring, by the way, which is that movie I had that experience with when I saw The Ring on a Sunday night. Then we had a big windstorm, and I came about 4 in the morning. I was awoken by my television, which had magically turned on because I got one of these plasma screen TVs, and it's a gateway one. And for some reason, if you cut the power and then turn the power back on, the TV comes on, even if it was off when the power was on. So the TV came on at 4:35 in the morning in the living room, and it was the old 50-year-old evangelist who was just sitting there screaming into his microphone, and I just woke up to hear the sound of some scary old man that was in my living room, and I'd seen The Ring just about 6.5 hours earlier, and I stumbled down the stairs, still had a buzz on probably
no doubt,
and I walked down, and all I could see was the glow of the TV set in the living room because I was sort of behind it. And I was disoriented. It was a big windstorm outside. And I thought, this is it. The Ring has come to get me. This is how I'm going.
I was in that movie, and it still scared me.
Yeah, did it scare you to watch it?
A little bit more like it scared me later when I was at home. And I think that similar experience sort of happened with my TV maybe a week later, and it scared me. It shouldn't have because I was in it, but it did. So it was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, that either means it was a very good movie.
Or Adam was loaded.
Or you're incredibly stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe... No, it's not. No, it wouldn't be a combination.
No,
it was an incredibly good movie. And, of course, Peter Gallagher, everyone's a fan of. And kind of a has had a career that has spanned, 20 years now?
Yeah, more, yeah.
The good news is you look the same.
It's true.
As you did when you first landed on Plymouth Rock. I mean, you look exactly the same, which is nice. Probably, do you take care of yourself or just strong genetics?
You know, it's really the genetics, I think.
Of course.
Good, of course.
I don't do anything extraordinary.
Good. There's nothing worse than one of these blowhards that explains that, I do some Tai Chi once a month, and that gives me my...
Enough.
No, you just
I,
your
I
parents
really,
are good looking.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Good looking.
My mom's in her 80s, and she looks
she's healthy.
Looks good. I really can't take any credit for any of it.
Good. It's better just to just give it
honest.
To your parents and God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in a way, even more narcissistic to say this is
here
it,
I am.
Baby. Here I am. Smoke 3 packs a day. I just finished
Brad
a bottle.
Style.
Wild Turkey, and look at me. I look great. All right, so OC, now has it been, has it been picked up for more? Or where? I can't figure where we are in TV seasons anymore because of all the cable and all the stuff that goes on.
Ours is a little weird because we started in the middle of summer.
Right.
So I don't even know necessarily. We went off like for a month and a half for baseball, so everyone thought it was like the second season when in reality it was just kind of the relaunch of the first season, just picking up where we left off. And, I mean, we got picked up for the rest of the year. We're going to do 27 of them.
Oh, 27?
So, yeah. Which is more than, which you obviously know, but
healthy.
It's a lot. Yeah, I know. It's a lot, so we'll see.
And but it's hard keeping track. I mean, we've been in production since the end of May, and sometimes you think, you're not quite sure which episode you're doing.
Is shooting an hour-long show like this, it's in a way, it's like shooting like a movie, more than like a sitcom, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just film it. I mean, you're essentially making a smallish movie each week.
We did out make North a little movie in 8 days.
Basically. Well, we did out in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Drew doing a little name dropping. We did a little something called Dawson's Creek.
Oh, you guys did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
We're the final nail in the Dawson's Creek call.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, that was it. Probably one of the last episodes.
Well, we'll know who to call when it's time.
Call it quits.
Well, the good news is it's an ensemble. So, I mean, it's hard because it's, you know, 14-hour days every day. But if, you know, you were like Sarah Michelle Gellar on Buffy, it'd be a lot harder because you're in every scene. The good news is we have a big cast and get to rotate.
I'll tell you who to call when it's time to go. Ted McGinley. This guy, when he steps in from the bullpen, that means it's time to go. He did it on Happy Days. He slid in there, Married with Children.
Oh, he was on Married with Children for a while, though.
It's true.
And he was in Revenge of the Nerds.
So he's kind of like the Grim Reaper.
Ted McGinley, when you're going to that's the bullpen.
Isn't he in Hope and Faith this year or something like that?
He slides in about season 3.5 of almost every show. I remember when we were on the fourth season of The Man Show, contractually, Ted McGinley had to join us. I think we paid him off. It's an after thing. I don't know how it works, but McGinley has to enter at episode 80, 85, 86 of any production. It's a great deal, he asked. All right, so OC, Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, Fox, and I work over at the Kimmel office, and a lot of the guys are cuckoo for OC.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely are.
Well, you know what's great is a lot of guys are watching the show.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
You know, and you'd think it would be just young girls and so on, but a lot of guys, you know, 18 to and on up, and it's been a big surprise.
Still, yeah.
Not all.
No, some are bi.
Yeah.
But mostly gay. All right, let's hop to the phones and speak to Mark, who's 20. Mark?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
All right. Well, the past couple of days, actually, my penis has been leaking out some sort of, I don't know what it is, but it just happens all day long. And I look in my underwear, and I have little spots, and it's almost like a lime green type of color.
Are you, new sexual partners, anything like that?
No, I've had the same girlfriend for over a year.
Has she had an infection ever, or has she been complaining of anything?
She's had, like, a yeast infection and a UTI, but that's about it.
All right. And when was that?
Months ago.
And you were having no other symptoms other than the discharge? No pain or burning when you urinate, anything like that?
Well, yeah, actually, when I pee, you know, it does hurt a little bit.
All right. Well, it's definitely an infection, I would suspect. And so you for sure have to be seen about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why you would get it is sort of mysterious. The women can get vaginal infections without new sexual contacts sometimes.
Yeah.
It could be.
All my girlfriends say that.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
It's been their excuse?
Yeah, they've always used that one, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Is it green?
Yeah, I got a bunch of green spots. I wear white underwear. Looking in, there's a bunch of green spots, man.
I switched to black underwear at a certain point in my career. I'm like, I don't have to prove anything anymore. Give me the black stuff. I get a few days wearing out of it. Nobody knows the better.
And so why didn't you get this checked out?
I don't know. I thought it would go away after. And I was wondering also, it happened, I think, after the night I had sex with her when she was on her period. Do you think that would have anything?
No, that really shouldn't. That's the great thing about guys. It's that's how people get secondary and tertiary syphilis. They get these lesions, they go away. It's gone, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And the syphilis goes inside and starts eating up your brain.
It also feels like you should be able to pee anything out of you that's down there. You know what I mean? It just seems like you could nail it with a good dose of asparagus whiz and just shove it, blow it right out.
No.
Doesn't it?
Not.
No.
Yeah, it seems like it, but
it does seem like it. Where is it when you get an infection like this?
In the urethra. In the lining of the cells, the urethra.
It goes up the urethra?
It goes into the, yeah.
How far in?
To the bladder.
Oh, it climbs the ladder.
But most importantly, it penetrates into the tissue.
So it's along your penis.
Yes, but inside the body, the tissue.
Is your urethra from the tip of your penis is where it ends?
This penis is why we have
pictures.
Why anatomy textbooks.
But how far does it go in? How far past your penis on the anus side does the urethra go?
I don't even understand how to answer that question.
Well, how far in? Does it go in like 5 inches?
Yeah.
Because most people just think the urethra's in the penis. Oh, so it's all the way up.
Through the prostate, all the way down, all the way through here, and all the way up there.
All right. Well, then I do have a long urethra.
Yeah.
All right.
Peter's going to vomit.
Well, it's a pretty good track, that urethra.
Yeah.
A lot can happen.
All right, so he's got to see the doctor, right?
Yes.
Are they going to give him the swab?
Probably. And they both should be treated for chlamydia, I suspect, too.
All right. Well, that's bad times.
Bad times.
Let's talk to Dana, who's 18. Dana?
Yes, hi.
What's
happening? This is actually for Adam.
Yeah.
Quiet, oh, Daddy. Adam? You're going to wake up Mommy. What movie is that from, darling?
Quiet, Daddy. Seriously?
No? Yeah.
Quiet, Daddy, you're going to wake up Mommy?
Oh,
Adam Carolla?
Oh, yes, thank God. Sorry, there's two Adams.
That's from Taboo 2. Don't tell him. I know who you are. I listen to you loyally every night.
Huh?
Okay, thank God it's not for me anyways.
What is she talking about? Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Are you nutty?
No. I'm sorry. Adam, this is from your favorite movie. Quiet, Daddy, you're going to wake up Mommy.
Oh, that's Taboo 2.
Okay.
All right, now I got it.
Is that a porn?
That's Taboo 2, yeah.
Oh.
That's the theme from Taboo 2. It's very moving. It's about a guy. If you listen to the lyrics of this song, let's just listen to the song for a second. This song was written about a guy who's having sex with his mom and his sister. But just listen to the heartfelt lyrics of this song.
Oh, okay, now it makes sense. Daddy, you're like a mommy.
Does it with me? Oh, yes, he does. That's kind of a lyrical cop-out when you do that, oh, yes, he does. That you knew him.
It's your favorite part now.
This is where it takes a turn. Maybe you did, but you don't. Yeah, you didn't think he was after his mom and his sister. I bet you didn't know that about him, did you? No. He only reveals what he was.
All right.
And then shows it all. And by the way, I'll turn that down, Anderson, but why only reveal what he wants you to see and then shows it all? It doesn't seem to make
shows
any
sense.
Shows
it all to his family members.
I see.
So what was he doing in Taboo 1?
Taboo 1, he was effing his aunt and his grandma. I don't know. Taboo 1. I picked it up in Taboo 2.
Right.
I just started in Taboo 2.
And it made sense. You didn't need to.
It worked for me.
That's cool.
And I never made it into Taboo 3.
The real comedy is when you and Ron Jeremy get together and talk about it. It's like you're talking about the making of Gone with the Wind or something.
Right. Oh, is he in it?
Having to, yeah.
Yeah.
I
would explain what they were doing on various days of shooting and
but
who was there on the
set.
You
know what? When I'm with Ron Jeremy, I'm like one of these Star Trek nerds who shows up at the convention and is going to tell Shatner. Remember in episode 23, one of the Klingons, that Shatner's drunk and he's trying to find a light. And he's like, yeah, listen, I just want my $300. I don't know what you're talking about. Set your taser to nerd and just hit the bricks. Yeah. That's what it's like.
All right, Dana.
Oh, yeah, Dana.
Okay. I was listening. I enjoy you guys. I've been listening to you since years and years ago from Southern California. And I actually am asking for a friend of mine. However, can you get herpes from using towels or toys from... Wait, hang on. I'll ask him. From two people that have herpes.
When you say toys...
Dildos and so forth.
Right.
Mr. Mechanic.
She says she wipes off with alcohol, or the time she used it, and then she found a bump. But she used alcohol, and then she used Dial dish soap and a lot of hot water.
Yeah. Well, they're making them dishwasher safe now, the double toners, at least so the package
does. You know, towels and things like that can even carry it. Anything that stays wet, it's called a fomite, it'll carry the virus with it.
Okay.
Don't share needles and don't share
dongs. What about rubbing alcohol? That'll do it?
Yeah, it should help, but no, it won't necessarily eliminate it.
What about this idea I just had? A alcohol-laden patch that you put under your underarm and just works on utensils, works on dildos and vibrators and butt plugs. It's just like you don't have time to run to the bathroom when you're in the throes of some sort of bizarre sexual threesome that's going on, or maybe you're going at it with your lesbian partner or what have you. Just a quick wipe under the arm with my new adhesive alcoholic underarm patch, and I think you're home. Peter?
Well, I think, and if you're alone, you could just sort of squeeze that patch and...
Just drink it?
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, either way, it's just a win-win situation.
After a couple of wipes, too, like when you get the soiled patch, the nectar that comes from that, Drew, catch quite a nice buzz from
Keep
that.
We got a Florida or Germany question.
Oh. Now, here's how Florida or Germany works. All bizarre evil either comes from Florida or Germany.
Yes.
We've figured this out. And so what happens is people call in. They give us the bizarre story, and we guess, did it come from Florida, or is it out of Germany?
We're so good at that. I wouldn't call it a guess anymore.
It's an educated guess.
No, we tell them whether it was from Florida.
Well, is it a story that you read, or do they read it?
They'll read it.
Won't we be able to tell if they're German?
No. The
story will be out of it, not the storyteller.
Germany,
here's the theme. It's almost as good as Taboo 2. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hey guys. This is about two robbers who get in a taxi in town, and they go to the the country, or actually the suburbs, and they hold a gun to the taxi driver's head, and they give him a tube of super glue, and they make him glue his hands to the steering wheel. Then they take off with his wallet.
Hmm. Germany or Florida?
It sounds very Florida-esque.
Yeah.
But he did say take the car out to the country.
Yeah,
it seemed like geography. He didn't know what to call it. Suburb, country, where was it? I feel like maybe Germany.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the countryside in Florida, too.
What side of this?
No one has ever called the outskirts of a city in Florida countryside.
No, yeah. Here's what you got. You got
swamp.
Swamp.
Yeah,
Everglades.
You got your Waffle Hut, and then there's just putrid swamp. That's all. Out 10 feet outside of the Waffle House, it's swamp. So we're going Germany.
I'll go Germany.
We're going Germany?
Yeah.
We're going Germany, Paul.
All right, Berlin last week, so you got
me.
All right. Yeah, Florida, man. They'd do more than take his wallet and his hand for glue.
Good point.
Yeah, and it's
they wouldn't go through the trouble of taking him out of town either.
No.
Yeah, and the whole gluing the hands to the wheel thing sounds too creative for Florida. Florida, they just hit him with their shoe or something and then try to steal his fillings. All right, got a question. That's how they do it over there. Harlot?
Yeah, hi. How are you guys?
That's your name, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's not my real name, but...
You're 17.
No, it's
what's
not
that?
A real name.
All right.
I wanted to ask Dr. Drew, have you heard about the new birth control gum? I just want to know how effective is it and how does it work?
I had not heard of that. I'm assuming it's an estrogen-progesterone combination? Adam had heard of it.
Yeah. What do I know? I heard of it.
It's the same thing as other oral contraceptives, yes?
I guess. It's a chewable form.
Basically, they're not going to issue something that's sort of a hormonal contraceptive unless it approaches 100% of effectiveness.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know much about this. I will look it up during the break.
Well, this isn't hormone-based. You just have
it's
to
not.
No. You have to chew enough of it to wrap it around the guy's penis so that no semen can escape.
So it's like a a condom that you create by chewing.
It's a chewable condom, essentially.
What a great idea.
And then you spread it over the guy's dong.
Really. Yeah.
Or
when there's a leak in the boat or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a plug for the vagina or for the tip of the penis?
It's an epoxy-based product.
Depends how much gum you chew.
You chew a resin piece, and then once you take the catalyst piece and you chew them together, you have about 15 seconds before it gets rock hard.
Just don't touch the steering wheel. Because your wallet will
as
down.
Right.
All right, so Drew's not
I'll
heard of it. He'll look it up.
Okay.
And we'll not get back to you.
No, we'll talk about it in the air.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Calling from North Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's my hometown.
I know. You went to North Hollywood High School. I go to Poly.
Uh-oh.
You know, we talked about this last time, remember?
Poly is such a dump.
I know it is.
People at North Hollywood laugh at Poly. And you know what their mascot is?
It's a parrot.
The Poly parrots?
Yeah, which is sort of like, all right, we're Poly and maybe we should have parrot, but it doesn't seem too imposing. And by the way, because we used to play Poly and I used to see their mascot on the side of the football helmet and stuff, that it doesn't work for me when you take a pussy mascot and try to buff him up.
Like
they have a mean parrot.
Yeah,
on roids, that's a parrot. Parrot can't have biceps and heaving pecs. You got to pick a manly mascot and go with it. Or if you're stupid enough to pick a pussy mascot, then it's just got to be a parrot.
Right.
You can't have Schwarzenegger parrot. That's no fair. He's like smoking a cigar. He's got big muscles. He's got a scar and a patch on his eye. No. Drew, I know this upsets you.
Why?
Because you went to, your school had, was the Lord Jeffs.
Oh, yes.
You went to Amherst.
Right.
His,
Peter went to Tufts.
Tufts. What do they have? Like a
Jumbos.
Sexton?
No, elephant. Jumbo.
Really? The elephant. See, in the East, we don't worry about mascots.
It used to be stuffed, actually, in a hall and then burned down.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to be a rough gig, that mascot gig. You have to keep your identity. You can't be talking to people about who you are and stuff like that. You have to be secretive, you know? You people can't know you're
the mascot.
Lord Jeff.
Really? Although, is that the mantra? You're not allowed to do that?
What'd you have, Drew? Did your guy wear like a buckled shoes and a powdered wig
or something?
We didn't even have it. Wasn't even worth it, huh?
No.
All right.
It's embarrassing enough just having that as the mascot.
And, you know, the Indians are mad about, you know, like the Seminoles and then the Braves and stuff like that. Were faggoty guys named Jeff upset that you guys had the Lord Jeff as the mascot?
No, but interestingly, Indians are upset about Lord Jeff because what he did was came over here and introduced germ warfare into the Indian population.
That's great, yeah.
sold them smallpox-infected blankets.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Oh, personally, that's sweet.
He invented
and then the high school decided to have the mascot?
College.
Oh, college. That's horrible.
Even worse, right? Hey, this guy killed off most of the indigenous population of our land. Let's name a school after him and make him a mascot. Fantastic. All right, let's take one more.
In the French and Indian War, that was a big deal. Though, right?
One more question. Cheryl?
Hi, all.
You're 25. What's up?
Yeah. First, I just have to say, Dr. Drew, you do great work. You're awesome.
Thanks, Cheryl.
And Adam, my boyfriend just loves Crank Anchors.
Oh, thank you. That's on, what night is it? Tuesday?
Tomorrow. Huh? Tuesday?
Tuesday night, 10 o'clock. That's right. Comedy Central. Just forget to mention that. What's up?
I have a very strange question. I'm kind of embarrassed to ask, but I also really need to know.
We should take a break.
Really?
We'll get back to this, yeah.
All right. Cheryl?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. That's a good place to stop. That's good radio, Drew. That's what we call a tease, yes? And Drew has to take a leak.
No. I want to look up the gun plug.
Yes. You want to look up the gun plug?
Yeah.
All right. Peter Gallagher, Adam Brody here tonight from the OC. Wednesday nights, big hit on Fox, 9 o'clock. We'll take ourselves a quick break, and we'll get back with Cheryl after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. He's here tonight. Peter Gallagher's here tonight from the OC. That is Fox, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. Pink is in here tomorrow night. And then Kathy Griffin and Rob Schneider and Blink-182 and Ron Livingston and all sorts. And then Tori Amos just got confirmed, too. I like her.
Mm.
She's into the fairies.
Mm-hmm.
These are those gold dust moments.
She's into those gold dust moments.
I believe...
In what? Oh, she just believes. All right, so she'll be in here.
I believe.
And let me tell you something. Junior producer,
yeah.
Lauren, who only works here because Tori Amos comes through every 37 months. I don't think she's certainly not here to get me coffee.
Or to work for you in any way.
Or to work for me in any capacity.
Not
she's here on the off chance that Tori Amos may come by, is about to just soil herself. So she'll be ready for Tori when she shows up sometime early December.
So now we were talking to Cheryl.
Yeah.
She has something embarrassing to ask.
Cheryl.
Yes.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
You're 25.
Okay. Just a little background on my question. My boyfriend and I were talking, and I had noticed that when I would go in the restroom, the toilet paper had been moved to the other side of the sink, and so I had asked him to place it where I could reach it, and he wanted to know why I couldn't reach it when I stood up to wipe. And so this, we started talking.
Antics ensued.
Right.
And I thought that was strange.
Yeah.
And he thinks I'm strange that I don't stand up.
We think he's strange.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, girls will stand up and do a number one wipe, right?
Yeah.
But even that's it's rare.
It is rare.
Yeah.
Okay, but a number two wipe is...
missing the point.
Right. He stands up to wipe?
That's what he says.
Doesn't it just create a cheek Rorschach
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like reading a book.
Oh, gentlemen, and in Adam's situation, it's a disaster. Yeah, it's like taking some carpet and rolling it up, and it's just, I mean.
That's not going to work. Yeah. I can't get my cheeks spread wide enough. I would like a toilet seat
hooks.
Grappling hooks.
Right. Spreaders, right.
The hook grabbed the cheek about 4 inches from the lid. And from the seat, and as the ass got closer to the water, it eventually, you just flayed. It just actually, the cheeks came around and hit you in the hip. And your lower intestines fell out into the toilet. That's how I would like.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right, Cheryl.
I mean, again, think about Adam. What would he do? How could that, I mean, this Adam Carolla, I mean, it boggles the mind. It's like if your dog pooed and you just clean it up by folding the carpet in half.
Yeah, and then duct tape
try
it to his
and
ass.
Then yeah, right.
Thank you, Drew.
Yeah,
thanks for that picture.
Thanks,
guys. Cheryl.
Plus, it just looks funny if you walk in on that.
Yeah, guy standing up. Now, once in a while, you do have to do the stand-up wipe, like when you're camping or something like that. In which case, you got to do the spread and wipe. You got to grab a handful of cheek, or for me, I'll use like a scissor jack if I'm traveling. I'll take my car's scissor jack and put it back
there
and just actually crank the ass open and then wipe it down. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Cheryl, this guy's not a keeper.
Oh, okay. Thank
that's,
you.
That's what we call a deal breaker, right? Doesn't sound like much, but... and then you guys are going to have kids who wipe standing up. You have a whole...
Yeah, is he going to potty train?
That's cool. Yeah.
It could be a two-role family, though.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Peter's very, very... yes.
Let's be honest. Let me ask
very resourceful.
I'm going to go around the table. When out of toilet paper, have you ever tried to use what was left of the roll to sort of get yourself in the best condition you could before you could mobilize yourself? Yes, Drew?
Of course.
Yes, Peter?
You mean... Not the cardboard.
Yeah, the cardboard.
Oh, the cardboard.
See, I've never.
You just go with
me. Me neither.
I generally put an eye on the supplies before.
Yeah. You can find something.
Yeah, if I'm out, I'll do like the animal four-legged crawl.
Out of the bathroom
and go find something.
But awesome. never use the.
As long as no one's home.
This is a new OC episode. I can see. Yeah, totally.
You want to know?
I know where he is.
It's the. Here's how you know you're lazy, by the way. Once in a while, you walk into the bathroom, you see there's nothing left on the roll, and still drop it on the pot. And that, to me, is that means you lack foresight, right?
Either you're a gambling man, you know?
Right. You're willing to roll the crap dice.
You're feeling lucky. You're feeling like
someone's going to drop some toilet paper.
Yeah, this is going to be
the skylight of the bathroom.
What Peter's saying is one out of every 13 or so
exactly,
dumb
right, man.
Lets you off scot-free.
Yeah.
Right.
Like there's that one time when you wipe yourself, you look at the paper, and it's
what a waste.
This is in better condition than when I pulled it off the roll.
This should go back on.
This is going... Should! This is going back on. Honey, get my sewing kit. I got to re-perforate this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and once in a while you get that one, and then once in a while you get the one that I'm on my eighth wipe, it's worse than the first.
Right.
My limit is 9, and then I walk. That's it. I can't sit here wiping all day. It's like a mechanical pencil. Like each time you wipe, God takes another half turn with the mechanical pencil, feeds a little more lead out, and eventually you just have to pick it up. You got your day. You got to go about your day.
I don't quit. I finish.
You don't? Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
See, my thing is like...
No.
Adam would actually have to take a shear out. You'd have to cut your way out.
Please.
I probably got up into the 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I can't sit down, but
I'm clean.
I guess, how old are you, Adam? Because I may have had that when I was your age. 23.
Yeah, sure. You stopped carrying around.
You got
25.
The eye of the tiger. You're hungry.
You still want to live?
Yeah, you're on the street. You're living a life, you know? And you're my age. You take half a wipe with the sleeve of your cardigan, and it's back into the beige Taurus.
Yeah, can't wait to.
Yeah, look forward to that.
You got a lot to look forward to.
Look forward to that. Brandon?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
What's up?
I think I might be able to help Drew out a little bit on that that caller earlier about the birth control chewing gum.
Yeah, I looked it up on the web. There was nothing. The only thing referencing gum was basically an acronym for a health, sexually related health disease clinics in the UK.
Well, I think she might be confused because the FDA did approve a chewable birth control pill. just a few days ago.
So it's a chewable tablet.
A chewable tablet, right. It's, I guess, spearmint flavored.
Okay, that's what you're
talking about. That's probably what she meant.
If you can't swallow, you shouldn't be on the pill.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're not very big anyway.
Right.
Peter knows what I'm saying. You see that chewable birth control pill on the nightstand, you keep moving.
So, Brandon, can you get emergency contraception in Arizona without a prescription or without?
Well, I do hospital pharmacy, so I'm not real familiar with the, you know, the retail laws and things like that.
Hey, Brandon, can you give me some Quaaludes?
Sure.
I've been dying to try Quaalude.
Yeah, you got to help me out, Brandon. I got to get this guy off my back.
I've been wanting to try. Everyone, you know, Quaalude, is described like, well, it's a pill, and it's like drinking a six-pack. It's just one pill. And that sounds alluring to me.
Is the same deal with Xanax?
Adam, you won't come to Phoenix, though, will you?
Well, I'll come to Phoenix. When it gets under 170, I'll come to town. Please. And you know how, you know, Brandon... See, they speak English to pharmacists in other states. Not out here. You guys ever had a pharmacist in Southern California that spoke any English? You get these guys with these crazy nationalities.
Yeah, not so much. It's kind of like taxi cabs.
Yeah, it's a weird... I don't know what it is about the Los Angeles area and pharmacists, but it's never somebody who speaks clear English. And it's not a European accent. It's weird... It's maybe it's got a little Thai and a little Filipino mixed into it. It's an Asian thing, but it's not your straight Japanese thing either. I don't know what it is. Drew, what are the pharmacists?
I don't know, but I get very frightened when I'm giving prescriptions to people who clearly don't understand what I'm saying.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's a very frightening
situation. Right.
And I'm responsible for it.
Yeah.
They, of course, I mean, he said Quaalude. He said Quaalude.
You have herpes round eye? Yeah, I mean, what... Shouldn't you be able to speak some English? Yeah? No?
You're so miserable places, though. Yeah. It's like the DMV, the pharmacies.
Yeah, what
everyone's
is
so
that?
Mad and in line.
What
and just about, nothing what goes right.
Because you don't really know what they're hearing. They might be hearing you clear as a bell.
They might.
But you don't have
so
that reassurance.
Sure. Yeah.
They repeat it back to me, and they are not hearing it.
Right.
Right. I have to sit and go, now, no, no, and spell it out. No, okay, and then do it again. Now you tell me, what did you hear?
But I like the commercials that have the two, like if they mix two, like on their high-tech computer, or if you mix two wrong chemicals, they'll explode or whatever, and it totally fail-proof.
The commercials are great because you have the kindly old gent with the salt and pepper hair who's coming in. Yeah. Hi, knows you by your first name. Hey, Adam, how you doing? What can I do you? But in reality... You get the angry Johnny Quest villain over there who's still angry about Vietnam or Korea or whatever's going on, and he's screaming
at
you.
Well, then he has to travel 10,000 miles to get a job.
When they're also usually not men.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. What is that? Yeah, the only further from reality character was Murph. From the old 76 commercials. Remember that guy?
Yes.
Red-haired guy come running out to the car. Hey, it's Murph from Union 76. What can I do you for? Can I check the fluids? When really, you get
the Al-Qaeda member.
You get the Al-Qaeda members angry at you because you woke him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you tapped on the bulletproof glass. It's great living here in Los Angeles, so, isn't it?
Peter, why don't you move out here full time?
You should move out here full time.
Well, you need to be in the OC because it's different there.
The OC is a different
place. That's utopia.
It is, but
it's
dangerous.
Kidding. Why? Because you never want to leave. Oh, I see what happened. These kids.
Don't you know how they do it in the OC?
That's right.
Jesus.
I see it on that show all the time.
Let me tell you something. A lot of guys go out there to surf the OC. A lot of locals see the vowels coming in, and there's trouble. Oh, yes. True.
I grew up in the OC.
Did you?
Yeah.
There was a tourist that gave us some pain.
Yeah, those are, you were locals.
That's right.
Those were vows.
Those were the tourists.
That's right.
The orange curtain.
Guys like Adam would come in there with their white socks and cut off jeans.
Flip down sunglasses, PABA all over the nose. All right. I don't want to take another German Air Florida just yet. Let's just take another call. Chad?
Yes.
That's Germany, Florida.
Yeah. Hang on a second. We're going to take a second. I'm going to talk to Danielle. Danielle?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're not sure if you're a lesbian?
I'm not sure. Like, sometimes I feel attracted to men, but then I feel attracted to women, so I'm not sure.
Attracted to, but have you been physical? Have you had a sexual relationship?
Yes, I have been to both.
So you're not a virgin?
So.
And you're 15. You're not a virgin. You're 15. You've been with both men and women, boys and girls, in your case.
True.
true.
What's with the horrible phone line?
What do you mean?
What's with the floor? What do you got? Are you talking into it? You have a landline there? Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm just on a regular phone. I don't think my phone's working good, but...
Yeah. Okay, can you stand closer to the home, to the base unit or something?
Yeah, I'm just, okay. I think I fixed it, but okay.
Did you enjoy both experiences?
Yeah, like, when I got with the girl.
Hang on a second, Danielle. Hold on a second. This is a good betting. This would be
really?
A good bet, yeah.
I'm going to gamble on the
let's
past?
Gamble on this.
What if it's real?
Bring
or if
no,
she's
no,
bi or
no. That's real.
All right, hang on, Danielle.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't gambled in a long time on this show.
Oh, the history.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Adam. Can you front me, Andrew?
I got five.
I need a buck. I'm running a little light. You guys got a buck on you?
Yep.
Here's we'll go to break before we set our actual place our bets. But here's how it goes.
Right.
Danielle has been with a man.
I'll cover Adam. I think
been with a woman. Has got some chaos and some confusion in her life. What was her history? Broken family, alcoholism,
sexual abuse.
Don't those all kind of go hand in hand, though? I mean,
you'll explain to
me how to categorize it. Over
right. We'll dial it in. It'll get specific. And another decent bet is nothing.
No, not in this case.
Yeah, I know, but she may not admit it.
Nah.
And then you collect.
All right.
No.
Yeah, you're right. The point is to win the bet.
Right. Okay. All right. Adam Brody's here tonight. Peter Gallagher here tonight from the OC. Fox, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. We'll be back to gamble on Danielle's past after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew Pinkin here tomorrow night. Tonight, Peter Gallagher, Adam Brody from the OC. Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock on Fox.
Pink's really made a name for herself.
She's,
I remember when she first came out, I was like, I get it. Pink hair. She's pink. Great. One song and we'll see you. But she's been out for like 5 years now.
And she took a... Came out of the gate strong. Don't tell her I said this, Drew. Come out of the gate strong. Then sort of took a little dip for a little while. Sort of was off the radar. And then, pow. Last 4-6 months or so, it's just been everywhere. And I saw her perform at the American Music Awards and was really, she's got some pipes.
Huh.
Yeah, she sounded good. Just a little acoustic thing. She's got a good voice. All right, so she's in here tomorrow night. Now, Danielle, we're going to gamble on. Danielle is 15. She's been with men, been with women, and she's from Riverside, so you know there's trouble.
That's bad times.
That's trouble right there. That's I don't even know if they consider sexual abuse. I don't know if they count that in Riverside.
By the way, speaking of the crazy names for cities in Southern California, what are they thinking? Riverside in a desert.
Yeah.
Several million years ago,
there was a river
it's hypothesized.
There.
They found some fossils from
the riverbed. Riverbed side.
It's been tried for several million years.
They're optimistic.
Quaint. Yes.
Yeah, it'll be back. It'll be back. Danielle?
Yeah.
All right, your phone sounds marginally better.
All right.
All right, so you've been with how many men and how many women, do you know?
I'm not sure, but I know what I've done with men and I know what I've done with women.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're aware of what you were doing with them?
Yeah.
Like,
physically.
You know what base you've gotten to?
Yeah.
All right. They, are you a virgin?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Let's start the gambling. Drew, you had a feeling.
Yeah.
Strong feeling.
Yeah.
Drew normally goes last, but he had a feeling.
Oh, you go first?
Yeah, go first.
I got strong, obviously, family chaos.
Well, as Riverside.
But I'm thinking drug addiction in the family. And as I'm listening here, I was thinking even, dad gone. And then weird uncle.
Riverside.
Weird uncle did something
weird uncle. Sexual abuse from a weird uncle.
Family friend to somebody who's called uncle. Her name's actually uncle. Sexual abuse.
Maybe she was crying uncle because he wouldn't get off.
Yeah, not necessarily overt abuse, but somebody just sort of weirded her out. But
Here we go.
I'm specific. Big time drug abuse in the family. Dad took off. Weird uncle touched inappropriately.
Touched inappropriately. Yeah. All right.
Could be wrong. Could be. That's the feeling.
Don't hedge. Peter, what do you think?
Wow. I think there's been some kind of inappropriate contact with a guy, older guy. So there's a, you know, so I felt like a.
Truce dibs, uncles. You got to go.
Yeah.
You can go neighbor.
I think maybe a. a grandfather.
Ooh, like Ooh, that. Nice. Really. Well nice. Done. Well done.
Well done, Peter. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, Adam? They both sound good to me. I mean, I definitely agree sure. that there's some the parents aren't together and there was some touching going on, but I feel like to be different, I want to go with, I want to go with maybe even like Mom's a stepbrother.
Oh, stepbrother.
Good, good. Oh, wow. Yeah. Cheers, cheers.
Cornucopia well of potential yeah. abuse.
But definitely lives with one parent, probably mother and right. a stepbrother sort of thing. Right.
I am going to twist this kaleidoscope one more turn by saying female babysitter.
No.
Oh, maybe. Ooh, maybe. Okay,
maybe a little something. Right. Little,
that's left. You should get more money for that diddly. Because
yeah,
that's
a tougher bet.
That's Seabiscuit.
Yeah, it is. It is because yeah. my horse going off 22-1.
Yeah,
or Drew is even money. Yeah,
throw in a little addiction somewhere in there.
You're like you just go the plot line from Taboo too.
I'm gonna throw in Dad died.
Here's the thing about Danielle. Mm-hmm. I bet she's not an addict. She didn't get the gene.
All right,
I didn't
let's find out. Danielle.
Yeah.
All right. So let's break it down here. Your parents are
right.
they still together?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's your biological father who's in the bedroom right now?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so no stepdads.
I think my mom has a boyfriend, I'm not sure. And
Well, now, why would your mom have a boyfriend if she's still married to your dad?
Well, let's just say that he's not home all the time. So my mom just, she has, I think occasionally she brings men over.
Mm-hmm. Your dad drives a truck?
Yeah, he's not home a lot.
Does he drive a truck?
Yes.
Okay.
For a job, not just
yeah.
to get to his work.
He drives a truck for a living. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Never exciting that I can guess sir. Yeah. I mean, he said he wasn't home, but doesn't right. mean he's a truck driver.
Right, right.
Not impressive to you at all that he said he's a truck driver?
Yeah.
Peter liked it.
Okay. All right, you're blown away.
Yeah, Peter's blown away.
Okay. Keep going.
That's easy.
So parents are separated. They're separated.
They're still married. Your dad, when he comes home from a long haul, he comes into your house, right? He sleeps at your house.
Right, but they don't sleep together, in separate rooms.
Separate rooms?
Right. Dad's,
who's doing drugs there?
No. I think my brother is, but I'm not even sure.
Well, Dad drives a truck, so he's probably doing a lot of
that. He lives in Riverside.
Riverside is one of the few places you can be arrested for not having drugs on you.
For not doing speed if you're driving a truck.
Just if they pull you out of a car and they find no drugs on you, you will be brought in.
But absolutely. I feel pressured from my mom because I think she knows that I like women.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel attracted to them. And
all right,
then
so we got the
Dad's
kind of
driving
chaos.
A rig. He's out. It's a weird situation. How long have your parents been in separate rooms?
A long time.
Okay, brother's doing drugs.
Brother's doing drugs.
Nobody's drinking in your house, big time?
I don't think so. Just, no.
All right. All right. We can scratch it. Drew doesn't want to give up the buck.
Nobody smokes a lot of pot?
My brother does, yeah.
So your brother, but if the brother is doing a lot of drugs and pot, he's got to get the gene from somewhere.
How old's the brother?
Well, pot's...
Yeah. My brother, he's 17.
If he's addicted, though.
He's 17.
Peter Stone now. Don't freak him out.
I know. I don't want
he's 17. All right. So, Drew can tell. Oh, he knows. And we know what goes on in the OC.
Yeah.
So you lost your virginity. How old were you?
Around, I was 13.
13.
How old was the guy?
The guy, he was 21.
Oh. 21. All right, that's some rape there.
The older guy thing that Peter was talking about.
Who was the guy? This wasn't one of your mom's boyfriends or anything, was it?
Well, actually, it was. That's what I mean. Like, she
Ooh.
Always has these boyfriends, Ooh. And she's always trying
but
to
Drew?
Get me.
Wait, who went? Drew went with the...
I was saying a weird guy hanging around the family.
Yeah,
that's give that to Drew.
Yeah.
We're calling it a little vague, but...
But I bet there was a guy before that.
That was... So it was sort of one of mom's boyfriend guys had sex with you when you were 13.
Right.
He was 21.
How about before that?
Before that... No, it was more just head. It wasn't as much.
No, wait a minute.
With who, though?
It was one of my... It was actually one of my friends. Before, it wasn't one of the boyfriends.
But did you have adult males doing weird sexual stuff to you when you were a little girl?
No, not when I was little. It was more when I got, because I have big boobs, so I don't know. I just, men are just attracted to me. Older men
yeah.
are
So.
Well, I'll tell you who's attracted to you. The scumbags your creepy mom brings home.
Right.
It's not, that's not all men. I'm going to stare at this chick's boobs. Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
All right, so let's sum it up.
All right, so when was your first female contact?
When I was 13.
Ooh.
And who was that?
It was one of my friends.
Mm-hmm. All right, so no weird babysitter sex, right?
Right.
No grandfather?
No.
Where is your grandfather? You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Was your mom sexually abused?
I don't think so. She never said anything.
Hold on. I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
Riverside. Creepy parents, trucker dad, Jewish family. These are Jews. I know Jews. This I got to be right on. Danielle?
Yeah.
Of the Jewish faith, yes?
Jewish faith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you say so.
You guys, Hanukkah, right? You guys celebrate Hanukkah's coming up, right?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, see, I know.
Wait, no, I don't know if that's clear. Wait, were you raised Christian or Jewish?
I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. Like, I know I have Jewish came through my family, but I'm not really.
No. Someone tried to sell you insurance who was Jewish once, but that was it.
You're Mormon?
As close as the Jews got to the family.
Yeah.
No, I'm more Christian.
Yeah. All right. Look. Yeah. But this impulse to have sex with men and women, the impulse for you to have sex with anybody right now is really from an unhealthy place.
But I feel very attracted to women.
I'm sure you feel attracted to all kinds of people, but the attraction that you feel is from a source of trauma. All these things. You were sexually abused at 13 by an adult. All right, we got a break.
All right, we'll launch into the rest of this. A quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Adam Brody here tonight. Peter Gallagher here tonight. Both from the OC on Fox. 9 o'clock. They're going to hang out with us for this one last break. And they're nice enough to do that because they were just going to stay for the first hour. But we got too caught up in Danielle. And we couldn't say proper goodbyes to the boys.
Right. So. And then nor did we finish with Danielle, which was... Yeah. Again, this is horrible choices, a young person getting yourself involved in very chaotic relationships, sexual identity confusion, and needs help. I mean, she really does. Just the basic advice we would give you is cool down, stop having relations with anybody for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Thank God she doesn't have the gene for addiction. Or
yeah, but what do you do when you're from where Danielle's from, you have big boobs, and the fellas like you?
And you have low self-esteem, and the only thing you want is their validation.
Daddy's sleeping on a army cot on the service porch after he pulls the rig in every 4 months.
Ugh.
What are you supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, should you find Jesus Christ? Should you just get immersed in softball? I mean, you got to, Danielle, people like Danielle have to get involved with stuff at school and just stay with it. And Drew, a new twist on you punching the mic. Yeah, Drew whacked it with his glasses this time. He usually doesn't use a tool. He's like primitive man. Now he's entered a new age where he's actually using tools against his foe.
What the deuce?
The microphone, yes. All right, so Danielle, please. Okay, don't get pregnant.
Yeah.
That's what you need not to do. Okay. Let's move forward. We got a question for Adam Brody here. Tanya?
Hi.
21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a question for Adam. I was wondering, I read somewhere that you ad-lib a lot of your lines as Seth, and I was just wondering if how much of you is actually infused into the character of Seth now as opposed to the beginning of the series?
He's a lot more like me now, less from me, you know, throwing lines in than, you know, Josh, the creator of the show. He's, you know, become a good friend of all the cast, and he knows us really well, so he writes, everyone, I think, has become more like their characters.
Did he grow up in the OC?
No, he's from Providence.
How did he come
up with the... He went to USC, and I guess there's a lot of Newport kids there.
Yeah.
He's only 27. I mean, he's got his own show. I guess he's the youngest kid ever to have a drama.
Wow.
But anyways, he knows us really well, so he ends up writing a lot of the stuff we say just naturally. It's kind of like Easter egg kind of you'll flip through the script and you'll just see things that you didn't know he was gonna. You weren't even talking about characters; you're talking about music or something. And he just threw it in the script.
That in,
that's
yeah.
great. Everyone, that happens to everyone.
Does he write every episode?
He either writes. I mean, he's executive producer / writer. So I mean, he has a hand. He sometimes. There's a team of writers, but he's always in
sometimes
their hand.
He writes an episode from beginning to end, and he has his hand in, I think, every episode.
Oh, yeah. I hate guys like that. Hey, Tanya.
Me too.
Uh-huh. You're cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. You watch that OC tomorrow night.
Right.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya.
9 o'clock, Fox.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Depends where you're listening to us. If you're hearing us east, it's tonight.
Be on a day delay, yeah. Right. Except for it's after the show.
Except you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Don't
next
bother
week.
Watching
next
OC.
Week.
You'll catch it next week. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Correct.
What's happening?
Actually, I got a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 7 years old, I had a brain tumor, so I'm kind of disabled.
How are you disabled?
I'm legally blind and legally deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you can probably tell by my voice too, you know.
Yeah. Well, you hear seemingly fairly well, right?
Yes. Okay. I was diagnosed in March 1st of 91, so it's been in remission for 13 years.
How do you get to be legally deaf? Because I'd like to go for that. What's the test like? I mean, we're conversing over the telephone. You seem fine.
Well, see, I can't hear anything out of my left ear, and I'm talking to you with my right ear. That's
okay.
The only ear.
All right, so he's deaf in his left ear. Got it.
Huh?
Okay, deaf in your left ear, and legally blind pretty much means you can see stuff, but like you can't get your driver's license.
No, I have it just barely. My sight's just barely where they won't let me get my license.
What kind of tumor did you have?
Sorry?
What kind of tumor did you have?
It was a medulloblastoma, brain tumor.
Medulloblastoma, okay. Those are in the cerebellum usually, right? So Adam picked up my mic socking habit.
Yeah, just did that.
Yeah, well,
it's
blame
like
you. Yeah, your bad influence on the kids. These OC kids especially, they're very impressionable.
Was it in the back part of your brain?
Yes, it was on my optic nerve.
Yeah.
Drew, are you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah.
All right, so they took it out. Yeah?
Correct.
Right? And because of the tumor, you have the problem with the seeing and the hearing.
Right.
Yeah.
They hit the optic nerve when they took it out.
But
oh, really?
That wasn't my question.
All right. Well, what other problems do you have?
Nothing, really.
Did you have radiation also?
Yes, I had radiation and chemotherapy, and that's where my question comes from.
Okay.
The doctors have been saying, I haven't been tested yet. But the doctor's been saying I might not be able to have kids because of all the chemotherapy and radiation.
Right.
So, and I was wondering, the radiation stunts my growth.
Right.
Stopped my spine from growing when I was 7. So I was wondering if that had anything to do with the reason why I have a small penis.
Couldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, it sounds like everything kind of stunted at that point. Did you ever see an endocrinologist?
No, I haven't.
Make sure the pituitary is functioning normally, because that's sort of the main gland in your body that drives the rest of them.
Well, how big are you?
Well, I kind of did. I had a growth hormone shot for 3 years.
Good, but I wonder...
Going all the time, and they checked that.
Was that the neurosurgeons did that, or did the endocrinologists do that?
Endocrinologists.
Okay, so...
But they never told me if I could have kids or anything like that.
Well, how big are you in stature? Not your penis size, but we'll get to that.
I'd say about 4 hard.
4 feet?
No, 4 hard.
4, you know, he's back to...
Yeah, he went to, yeah, I begged you to stay away from the penis, but you couldn't help it. You went right to the underpants. All right, so you're 4 hard.
His Y chromosome is functioning just fine.
So you get a good erection?
Sorry?
I could do damage with 4. To me, it's a small blade, but I still kill a man. I mean, a woman. Well, you know what I'm saying.
So whatever.
Yeah, you got to get it. You got to hit the jugular. Yeah. You can't hit the fatty tissue, and can't hit the butt cheek or anything like that. You got to go right. You got to pierce the ribs. Get right in there.
They call you the butcher.
That's why I call myself a butcher. Yeah, they call me the baker, the candlestick maker. So Michael, how tall are you? Not your penis.
Oh, how tall am I? I'm 5'2".
5'2". All right.
5'2". And how much do you weigh?
140.
Do you have normal body hair distribution, that sort of thing?
Sorry?
Do you have normal body hair?
I do, but it's thin because of the radiation. It fell out because of the chemotherapy and all.
Mm-hmm. Are you a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Do you have orgasms? Do you have semen come out?
Yeah, when I jack off.
Okay.
Oh, only when you jack off.
All right.
Okay, good. So it's not like you're a fountain.
No.
You just walk around like a rainbird all day just spraying semen everywhere.
No.
Oh, thank Christ. Zach, that can be.
That's good, though.
But
that's good.
That'll keep you in the house.
So so what you need is a sperm count to see if there's a potential for fertility. So you're making semen normal, you have sexual functioning, and that will remain to be seen, I guess.
4 inches at 5'2 is, about what you like to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you look at it this way, guy is 6'2, is coming in at 6 inches.
Less of a problem.
Yeah?
From a...
You trying to make me feel bad?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's proportionately...
Worse.
Here's what I'm saying. You don't want some big elephant schvants for a guy who's 5'2". That's going to scare the ladies. I think when a woman agrees to be with a smaller guy, that's part of the unspoken deal they have, too. Like, if she's going to be with a guy who's small in stature, she's thinking, okay, this guy doesn't have a forearm between his legs.
You know, either that or he's just packing something.
Get out of jail free card with that.
Hey, Michael?
Yes.
Here's what you got to focus on. Performing oral sex. Not on yourself, but on the ladies. You get good at that, all is forgiven.
Okay.
Okay, so focus on that. Don't talk to your doctors about that. That'll be our little secret.
But bring this up with the doctors. It's totally appropriate for you to be talking about these issues with them, and now is just fine.
Yeah.
So back to the endocrinologist and see what get an assessment and see if there's anything further they need to do, which probably not. It sounds like things are functioning well.
And with technology the way it is these days, you'll be able to have kids one way or the other.
There are certain chemos that knock that out, but you know.
No, what I'm saying is you find a woman. You're in love. You want to start a family. There's some problem with your sperm count. You borrow a little from your brother, Dr. Drew, whatever. You buy a little on the internet. It's all good. Okay, buddy.
Are you working?
No, I'm on disability.
All right. Anything you want to do? Do you have any interests?
Yeah, I want to work with the wildlife biologist.
Are you meeting girls?
Sorry?
Are you meeting women?
No, it's very hard for me because I'm disabled.
Yeah, it's tough.
But there's a certain breed of chick that'll go for that. And if you find that, you're in great shape. You got to find one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get involved with some of those groups and do that stuff, and just go to school. You can be a biologist.
There you go.
Animals don't judge. That's what I like about them, except for certain lap dogs.
Little ones.
Yeah, little dogs. Yeah. I think they judge.
I think so too. They certainly behave like they're judgmental.
Yeah, they do pass a lot of judgment. All right, so, but good times, Michael. You'll be fine.
Question for the guest. Come on.
Oh, yeah, question for the guest here. Let's see. Monique?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Adam Brody.
Here he is.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, first off, your show is great. There's not much great TV anymore, and it's a great show. I love it.
Thanks a lot.
I was wondering what you think about playing somebody so much younger than you really are. Like,
Go on. Sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering, like, how much of it is your idea of what a 17-year-old guy is and what the script is?
I mean, you know, it's probably more the script. I mean, for the most part, I have to say, I end up playing him I'm 23, and I end up playing him more like me, but, you know, in high school, I play him a little bit more. A little bit smarter and a little bit more literate than I actually was at 17. But I just think that's for the benefit of all the viewers.
All people who are young on TV are, like, playing older. I mean,
Most. I mean, Misha's on our show. She's Barton. She's playing 17. She is 17. But in general, and that has to do more with, I mean, I think the working laws and, you know, if you're under 18, they can't work you quite as long.
I'm just saying, like, if you turn on a TV show, there'll be some 15-year-old guy who'll, like, pull a switchblade on another kid and go, like, man, I don't even know you anymore. And it's like, when you're really 15, you're like,
right.
Shit on my ass.
Right. No, exactly. Which is why, you know, I think it works fine. I do feel, to answer your question, though, I do feel, sometimes I don't mind, and then sometimes I just feel ridiculous. Like, when we're, sometimes we'll go to a location to a real school, and I strap on a backpack, and I'm like lowering like at these short drinking fountains, and I just, you know, I just feel ridiculous. But other times when I'm walking around the house, and it I don't even, you know, it's fine.
Listen, when that check shows up, you don't feel so bad anymore. Yes, yeah. Hey, Monique.
Yeah.
You just keep watching the show.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, baby doll.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
And Peter, what's it like for you as an actor to play a guy exactly your age? Is that difficult? Is it a stretch? Your character's exactly the same age you are?
You know, I never even thought about that. Yeah, I guess he is exactly.
Because that's a bad question. That's why.
Yeah, do you know how old your character is? Is he older than you?
Well,
is he younger than
you?
He's
supposed to be 6. No, I'm 48.
He's 17. I cleared out Josh
the same age.
Yeah.
I'm
Do
17.
They bother telling you how old your guy is?
No, it's not really. It's.
I'd want to know.
It's really not an issue. As long as I'm old enough to be
his father.
A father of a 16-year-old.
Tomorrow, 17. We changed it.
17.
Yeah, I cleared it with Josh.
Tomorrow, you march in and demand to know how old you are.
I will. I'm going to put my foot down tomorrow.
Put your foot down. It's important.
He's 32.
Let's talk to Jason. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 26?
I am.
All right. Do you play a 26-year-old at work?
Yeah, I do.
Good. He tries to.
Yeah, this is the deal. I from the time I was about 19, I was in a relationship with a girl pretty much throughout my whole college experience. And I went ahead and we moved in together, et cetera, et cetera. Everything was fine. Some problems happened. We ended up breaking up.
What were the problems? What was the problem?
Well, it was a communication problem. She kept on becoming really good friends with guys who I knew were madly in love with her, and I just I couldn't handle that.
So you became wildly jealous and sabotaged the relationship. Got it?
Why would she sabotage
the relationship? No, you sabotaged it.
Hold on, Drew. Don't talk to the callers.
Yeah, you're
How
right.
many times have I told
you're
you about
right.
that? Keep going, Jason.
Well, I mean, are you saying that I was sabotaging the relationship or she was?
Well, Drew's saying you were because of your jealousy.
Okay. Well, this is the thing. If I know that another, and all of her friends, all of our friends, all of our mutual friends knew that she was being great friends with these guys who were madly in love with her, and she was the only one who neglected that. So, I mean, I was the one who was putting up with the fact that she was hanging out with guys who were really into her.
All right.
So is that me or is that her?
Well, is your girlfriend hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hot chicks.
Hot and Asian.
Ooh, that's nice. That's old.
Yeah,
that's hot and hairless. I
right,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like one of those special.
I guess it's a case by case basis.
But you're saying for that woman, she can't have any friends because all the guys are going to be into her. So therefore, she can't have any friends.
She can have.
Well, you know what? I mean, for the most part, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. Hold on. Put Jason on hold for a second. I think what Adam was going to pipe up and say is she can have friends, like, you know, guys she's known for a while and friends of the family, all that kind of stuff. But when she just meets some new dude at the office and she's hanging out with him, that new dude at the office is interested in her.
Okay.
I mean, if you have a very attractive 23-year-old Asian woman is poking around the office and there's some new check off.
I mean, just because, you know, in the parameters of the relationship, just legally you can, like, I'm allowed to have friends, and you are. You know, everything, you know, is a case-by-case basis, and sometimes doesn't mean that it's not, you know, kind of inappropriate. I don't know. I mean, I've been on both sides of that.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm here.
So now, what's happening?
Well, now, I mean, we've been broken up for a couple year and a half or so, but we still have connections because we're still really great friends.
All right.
And I'm finding it hard for me to date anybody because, you know, how am I going to explain to somebody, I'm best friends with the girl I was with for, you know, 6-7 years.
You
could do that.
Yeah.
You could do that.
I can? Well, I mean, what kind of girl's going to put up with me hanging out with
a girl that doesn't think like you?
I mean,
ooh, that was heavy.
And in fact, women are much more likely to accept that kind of thing than a guy is.
Yeah.
Women then, understand that you're still going to be friends.
And at some point, they're going to like each other more than you. That's where it gets bad.
That's what I'm looking forward to, but it's just in my dreams.
What's up with you? I wouldn't worry about that before you meet the girl, because the truth of the matter is this. If you meet the girl and you really are that crazy about her, and it might not even be a purposeful thing, but just subconsciously, you're going to stop hanging out with your ex-girlfriend a little bit and start hanging out with this girl every day, and it won't be a problem, I don't think, if you like the girl enough.
But Jason, you're 26. You're behaving like a 17 to 19 year old. What are you saying?
You know what? That's exactly what I needed to say. Who said that? Which one of you guys said
Drew.
That?
I said Drew.
You know what? That's exactly what my little sister said. That's kind of funny.
Right. She's 11.
Okay.
But what is that?
There's a certain sort of cocky insecurity you have that is going to be tough in relationships.
But why are you like that? What's the problem?
You know what? I've got some weird I've got some weird sexual insecurities. I've always loved women. I mean, since I was like 5 years old, I loved women. And
curious about men?
No, not curious. I have no interest in dealing with men on
You're
a sexual
gay.
Level.
No, but
okay. Thanks for the little replay. You know, the idea sometimes kind of excites me, but I've never like met a guy who I would think like, okay, I'd like to be with this
You're
guy.
You're gay.
Ever.
Well, wait till you see this Peter Gallagher. I didn't think that way until about an hour and 20 minutes ago myself. And I know Drew's having the exact same thought.
I got to stand up.
Drew's got to stand up. I got to dump some water down my pants. I never thought that way. This is a compliment, Peter. Please. Don't take this the wrong way. He's an attractive man. And I think as artists, we both are sort of more flexible that way.
Yeah, I've worked in the theater.
Yeah. we'll blow Doobie out in the parking lot. It'll be cool. Don't worry about it. All right, so, hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Are you seeing anybody now that you're interested in?
Well, I keep on asking a couple girls out. It doesn't turn out quite the way I want to, but
right,
yeah,
so
I'm trying.
No, you're not seeing anybody.
No.
Okay, so just say no. Are you still in love with the Asian girlfriend?
I love in more like a sisterly way, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Wait. What I'm sort of picking up on is these super intense relationships. And this girlfriend was pretty chaotic, too, wasn't she?
Chaotic in an oddly normal sense.
But a handful.
Stop talking to Jason.
But here's the deal.
I've had an ass full of that retard. Are you seeing anyone now?
But he's
no.
got huge abandonment stuff.
All right. Jason is why chicks hate guys.
No,
he's a pain in the ass, this guy. He's a smart guy. He's probably an attractive guy. He's got a decent job. But he's all over the map. And I agree, he's closer to 17 than he is to 30, and he's 26 years old. How about a little therapy?
Yeah.
And don't just go to the goddamn therapist,
but
would you?
I think there's something really.
There's issues. But
really?
just be open. Yeah. And look,
a couple questions. Let me just close.
No.
Jason, were you adopted or something?
No. My parents were divorced when I was about 13. My mom was. Like
crazy.
Probably had sex with more guys than me and my
right.
brother.
Mama's crazy.
With
all right, crazy
yeah.
mama.
Okay, and was she just? I just got abandonment from mom. Big time abandonment.
Okay.
Crazy
she
mom
just,
abandonment from mom. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, right. That's I get big time.
You
got
to hit. You got Jason. You're a smart guy. You got to hit the therapist.
You really do because you cannot flexibly move in and out of relationships. You're choosing women you need to fix. You got the crazy woman that you're with that was very chaotic and hard and you know very very interesting but hard to hang on to.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with her. You can't let go of that relationship now that it's gone.
You don't trust the guys who chase the Asian tail either, do you, Drew? I know it's a certain breed of cat.
What I said.
It is.
He just
it
got
is.
He his and he's empty. In fact, he's the kind of guy I would expect like to be with animals and stuff like that.
Animals.
Check it out.
Talking about ugly chicks?
No.
Talking about actual animals?
Like with people and animals.
Jason.
Like,
where are you Jason. Making the animal Asian connection?
Have you ever humped a raccoon?
No, I get the thing where people and animals are animals just easier kind of thing.
Would you rather have sex with a badger or a woman?
I'm going to say a woman.
All right.
But Jason, wait. But is there anything going on that way?
No.
Nothing going on that way.
No.
No weird fetishes or anything?
Aside from the Asian fetish, not really.
All right. Are you chasing? Do you like Asian women exclusively?
Not exclusively, but I mean, they definitely have their, positive attributes.
Who is number one?
That's Minka, the number one Asian big boob queen. You know what I like about Minka? She used to play tennis, but not anymore.
Don't play tennis no more.
Yeah, I love her. Listen, I've always seen the advantages of the Asian woman. You got the small boobs, that's a drawback, but you got the hairless, that's a plus. You got that dark skin, you got that subservient thing going for you. These are all pluses. But the Asian's never been a big fan of the Ace Man, Drew. You like the Asian women? No,
I'm just thinking about Jason.
You know, I've always admired him from afar. I've never been there.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I just get the feeling that underneath that kimono, all hell, there's just a dragon between those legs. Yeah, that's what Drew says anyway. All right, we are going to take ourselves a little break. Peter and Adam from the OC are going to have to head back to the OC because a big day of
work
filming
in the morning,
tomorrow. Yeah,
it's true.
All right, well, it was a delight meeting the two of you.
Great seeing you.
You're welcome to come back as a couple or as individuals.
Thanks.
Anytime you like, any project you have, come back, give it a nice big plug, and spark up that doobie. We'll blow it out in the parking lot. And again, I just want you to go in open-minded. Just relax.
Just
don't judge.
Just like don't, Vikings on a long voyage, that kind of thing.
Don't judge until I'm done. That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll be back. Loveline. All right. You know what I like about Peter Gallagher, Drew?
What's that?
It shows that a guy with a big brow can make it in the business, you know?
There's hope for you.
He doesn't have quite the brow I have.
No, his doesn't join in the middle.
Oh, Drew.
No, I mean, that's just a compliment, Adam.
The point is, there's a pronounced brow there, and yet it has not held him back in his career.
That's good.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you know, as a fellow thespian. It gives me hope. I look up to him. All right. Let's hop back to the phones. We got a Germany or Florida. Isn't it Florida or Germany?
Germany or Florida.
That's true, right. Germany or Florida. Chad?
Yeah.
29. Chad called in an hour ago, had a Germany or Florida, and we put him on hold. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Drew, I bought your book. I really enjoyed
it. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that.
Okay. Here we go.
No, don't get money for crack.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, no.
Yeah, I love crack. Okay. Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Which form or genre of heavy metal music, known to its cult following as death metal, which is the most brutal, morbid, grotesque, satanic music on the planet, emanates from this region?
I'm going to, this is tough.
I'm going Germany.
Yeah. I'm going Germany on this one. This would be two Germanys in a row, by the way, would it not, Drew?
Which is kind of rare for us. Most evil comes from Florida, in reality.
Yeah. It all comes from either
Germany or Florida, but most of it from Florida.
I would guess it left Germany, and the first stop it made here in the U.S. is Florida. Death metal. Let's go Germany, Chad.
Drew, Germany also?
Yeah.
All right, well, I stumped you guys. It's from Florida.
Oh.
The first band, actually, from that area that did this type of music was actually called Death. And then the next group was like Obituary, and then other groups like Deicide, which means the death of God, came from that area, and actually came from Florida.
And it also
inspired by German bands.
Deicide must mean a death of a god, not necessarily.
A death of a god. You're right.
All right, Chad. God bless you, buddy. You stumped us, and for that, we're going to send you out nothing.
Windbreaker?
Oh, send you out a windbreaker.
Oh.
All right, buddy.
Good time.
We're not going to put you on hold or take your address or anything like that. Well, Drew, stumped.
I almost don't believe it. Doesn't it seem like that should have come from Germany?
You know, funny sidebar to that.
Yeah.
Is in Germany, there's actually gangs, or I read this a couple years ago, there were gangs that were all into death metal, and they actually killed each other over death metal and different bands.
Yeah. Yeah, it did seem like more of a Germany thing, but it began in Florida. Germany picked up on it very quickly.
I guess we have to accept that.
Yeah. And Drew, we were wrong once in a while.
I guess so.
Hey, but you know what I like about being wrong once in a while? Proves I'm human.
Keeps it real.
No, it makes me human.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm more than human, you know?
You still go back to thinking that way, of course. But for a moment, you
I'm
think.
There. Yeah. I'm there already.
Yeah, at this moment.
I've recovered. Okay.
That's good.
Ready to move forward?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Becky. Becky?
Hello.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
Pink's coming in here tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a fan.
All right.
Here we go.
Well, once in a while I try. Once in a while I try, you know, with just someone's go, hey, big fan, or hey, that's nice, or great for the show. Or, look forward to listening to that. What do you get?
I try.
Things coming around.
I try to be the fan. I try to get excited.
A little bit of a fan.
Yeah.
Just won't give it up. Why is it? Are you not cool if you give it up? Is that what's going on? Or is it just horrible coincidence that everyone we talk to every time there's someone on this show is completely unimpressed with whoever's either on the show or going to be on the show? Or does that make you a geek if you get excited? I think it makes you a nerd if you get excited.
It's hard to get into that thought process.
Well, here's what you got to do. You got to BS a little bit. You got to go, hey, great. I'll
yeah,
be listening.
Good times.
And you move forward. It's like when someone gets a haircut. Yeah, it looks great. Look 10 years younger. Anyway, what's up? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Should I punish?
No, it's there.
I may punish.
She's on hold for 82 minutes already.
82? Yeah. Where is she? Up here?
Yeah.
Becky? I'm going to take someone who's been on hold
for one minute.
Sarah?
Yes?
Pink coming in studio tomorrow night.
That's cool. I'm not too big of a fan of Pink, though.
All right, then. Not a big fan.
Oh, my God. They can't let it go, can they?
No, just can't just... Can't just go along. Okay, who's been on hold the second least?
There you go.
17 minutes over here in Deanna? Let's see how this works. What? Hey, Deanna?
Diana? Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, hey, guess who's coming on the show tomorrow night?
Who?
Pink.
Oh, my God.
That's exciting, yeah?
No, not really.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I hope Pink's not listening. She's going to kill herself.
Oh, my God. God.
She's going to put a gun in her mouth and call herself Red.
Line two.
Line two, second, third, or fifth longest.
We'll take somebody who's been on for a while.
No. Julie?
Yes?
You're 24?
Yes.
Big news. Tomorrow night, in studio, Pink.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? I would listen anyway because I love you guys.
Well,
that's
anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. No. That's good enough.
Well,
it's turned to be all we want them is to be positive.
Do you like Pink?
I love Pink.
All right, baby doll. Go ahead. By the way, Miss Attitude, who's on hold for 81 minutes, is hung up.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, baby doll. Uh-huh. Or one of our phone screens hung up on her.
Okay. So
likely scenario. Go ahead,
Julie. I'm finally ready to deal with what I think is my real issue. I've had some problems with depression, but I think what's at the core is... something sexual happened between my brother and I when I was like 4 or 5.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
And how old was he?
He's 7 years older than me.
All right, so it's like 12 and 5?
Yes. So I don't know how to look at it, if it's abuse or incest, and I just want to get rid of the shame, and I just want to deal with it, and I don't know
what happened. What exactly happened?
It was just touching and like playing doctor and sexual intercourse.
All right. And what do you chalk that up to on his behalf? Is he a troubled person?
What?
Is he a troubled person?
No, he's married now. He has a daughter. Oh. He works. I think he has anger issues, but I mean he gets by.
Did he do this over and over again to you?
A couple times. And I knew it was wrong because I lied to my mother about it.
Why do you think he stopped?
I don't know.
Okay, so this happened a couple times when you're 5.
Yeah.
There was no oral sex or penetration?
No, not that I remember.
Okay, but some inappropriate touching.
Yeah.
And he was 12. And now you feel sort of ashamed about it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay. Well, that, but what else? Anything else in the family? I mean, was the mom and
well,
dad okay?
I wonder if he was abused, right?
Well, sometimes kids will do this when there's just a lot of chaos in the family. Pain,
yeah.
Things are not going well. So this sort of emotional abuse.
12-year-old, I would say 12-year-old boy, almost all bets are off in terms of them just sort of acting out in wacky ways.
Yeah.
But now, if a girl did this to you, she would have been sexually abused.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
let's be really clear about this. We're not saying, hey, just a 12-year-old male could have sex with his sister and it's no big deal. No, that means that he was sexually abused. But if he's just sort of, this is not really, he's not really violating you. He's just sort of violating boundaries and inappropriate. And it suggests there was a lot of emotional pain in your family.
A little recondition.
But he's probably trying to manage something. But
whatever. Listen, yeah. Guys, I don't know if you remember what it was like to be a young lad, but you have a lot of really bad ideas.
Mostly go out and like stomp insects and things.
Yeah, you want to like burn ants.
Right.
I took a hammer to some bullets until one went off. I just sat there, beat on it until it actually blew up.
What?
I was.
What was the plan?
Well, I was over at a kid's house. His dad was, you know, a hunter or something. He had some shells, some cartridges up in the garage. Somehow we found them. We got a hold of them. We grabbed them. They were like bullet. You know, they're bullets. So. Spread them out in the garage and kind of drove our bikes around them, you know, like, oh, you got to miss the bullet. Got to miss the bullet. Bullet's going to explode. But after a while, it got kind of boring.
You needed it to explode.
Throwing the bullets around and chucking them onto the ground and hitting them with rocks and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It didn't go off. So eventually, just set the bullet down on the side of the house on the cement and beat on it with a hammer.
Until it went off.
Yeah. I took some shrapnel in the head, but I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't know where the bullet went. And I don't exactly know. I was beating the center of the bullet. I wasn't hitting the primer in
right.
the back of it. And the casing probably shot out further than the slug. If there's nothing holding the back of the thing, who the hell knows where the thing went? They just beat on it with a hammer. I had good parents. It was good times. Look at me. I'm literally a millionaire. So anyway, Julie, here's what you need to do.
You need therapy.
You need therapy, yeah. But you need to not. I'm going to absolve you of some of this stuff, which is A, you didn't do anything wrong. I don't know, you feel a little dirty and you feel shamed and everything. This is your wacky brother who's probably going through some hard times and acting out. We've heard 1,000 times worse on this show 1,000 times over. There's some inappropriate stuff going on, but no wholesale sexual
right.
abuse. And this isn't what's destroying your life.
Well,
there's some depression or something that's screwing
you
up.
There's also somebody working with you would make out of this what they call a cohesive narrative, a way of understanding and making it digestible to you, making it sort of giving forgiveness, letting go of the shame, and sort of having that experience with another person.
Okay,
and
but
it's a very treatable thing.
Fine.
You think it would be useful to talk to him?
No.
Your brother?
No.
Okay. You're not going to get any satisfaction out of that.
No.
You could get drunk and pull it out during Thanksgiving, though. That'd be a good one.
No.
Videotape it for me. Like that's the show I would like to forget about these wacky video shows. How about most uncomfortable confrontations?
Yes.
And we just put the video start the video camera up on Thanksgiving and just set it in the corner on the bookshelf and just point it toward the camera and then watch everyone get loaded and then have the daughter stand up and start yelling at the granddad, "You effed me when I was 11. You effed me." And then mom starts pointing at him and yelling, "He did me too." And then that just turns into a huge uncomfortable free-for-all.
Yeah, that's television.
If you think about it, if you think about truly uncomfortable viewing,
we're probably headed there.
The guys on Survivor eating the blood clams and then heaving, yakking into a fern, right?
Yeah.
All right. But here's what we're saying. Was this Natalie we're talking to? No, I'm talking to Julie. Julie's relationships aren't going as well as she would want them to, I'm guessing. There's some things like that. Don't focus at all on this one incident. The overall. Look at the totality of the situation.
Yeah,
your family situation was not great.
Right.
Don't focus at all on this. And I don't know why everyone wants to do this, although I understand it. You like to take whatever's gone wrong with your life and channel it all into one or two incidents that happened at some point.
When there's really a serious trauma, you should be doing that. But
yeah, if your car went into the lake.
Sometimes the preoccupations are a diversion from what really is bothering you.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Oh, yeah. I'm Adam. That's my partner. And off again lover, Dr. Drew, just now is ramming his stool into me.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, stop that.
That could be taken a lot of different ways.
Yeah. I'll be ramming your stool back into you in just a couple of few. All right. Peter Gallagher and Adam Brody. Two delights, by the way.
Yeah.
Good guys.
The OC.
And don't worry, we know who the good ones are and the bad ones. Mm-hmm. These are the good ones.
Yeah.
Pink coming in here tomorrow night. Apparently, people are going crazy for this Pink. They're lukewarm that she's coming into the studio. All right. We have young Jordan. Jordan?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you're 15.
How's it going, Adam?
What's up, buddy?
I was listening, and I heard about the hobo power.
Mm-hmm.
And I really
does remind us, though. We were intrigued by the fact that somebody called from the UK last night.
Oh, yeah, yes, I heard about that.
We had a guy call from London last night, or at least England, and wanted to know about the hobo power. And we're glad to hear a call come in from overseas.
Yeah, we need to get more of that. We had to develop that somewhere.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
All right. Well, I had an idea for like a system to rate how hot a chick is,
mm-hmm.
and I was hoping to get some input from you, Adam. Since
all right.
You are a genius.
All right.
A system?
Yeah.
1 to 10.
Yeah, that seems to be the way, guys. If it stood the test of time. Let's not mix it up.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. 1 being worst. And 10 being best. You don't run into too many ones, and you don't run into too many tens.
And it's a universal unit of measure. Everyone
go anywhere.
It's very much like Fahrenheit or centigrade. People know exactly what you're talking about.
Canada, river as far away as Riverside.
In fact, right, it's even more transportable because there's no metric and there's no conversion factors.
Yeah.
All languages.
I don't want to outthink ourselves on this one. Hobo power, somebody needed to come up with. Right. And if not me, it would have been somebody else. Right. We just beat them to the stink.
Mm-hmm.
But the chick hotness meter, that's 1 to 10. That's been around for a long time. Tristan.
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
You want to know my cranberry recipe?
I do.
All right. It's a little early, but I'm going to give it out.
Okay.
Because I was over at the Osbournes yesterday giving it out.
There really?
Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday. It was yesterday. Huh. As part of my mission, by the way, to get the entire world making fresh cranberry sauce and none of that low-rent, white trash canned crap that everyone goes for and thinks is okay, by the way. I think I got it at Drew's. No, I didn't get that at Drew's house.
Uh-uh.
But the old lady still bought the cranberry sauce. There's nothing better than the cooked cranberry sauce. It's still just a little bit warm when you serve it.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is, everybody. And you'll see when you hear how easy it is to make this sauce, you'll realize what fools you all have been for opening cans over the years. You'll feel foolish and you'll want to apologize to me. You take a sack of whole cranberries. They come in those sacks. And buy them early, by the way, because they will sell out. Get a sack of cranberries. 1 sack of cranberries, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup of water. You're done. That's it. So here it is. You get a saucepan. You put a medium flame under it. You pour 1 cup of water into that saucepan. Then 1 cup of sugar. And you bring that to a little bit of a boil because it dissolves the sugar. Then you empty 1 sack of cranberries. And don't wash them.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I don't know why you shouldn't wash them. I just thought it sounded right. Dump 1 sack of cranberries into that pot. Stir it a little bit. Lower the flame just a little bit. Put a lid on it. 6 to 8 minutes later, you got cranberry sauce.
That's after you stop stirring?
6 to 8 minutes after you stop stirring?
So 6 to 8 minutes after you pour the bag in.
Oh, who cares? You stir for 8 seconds, jack off.
Okay.
Don't screw with me. You have fresh cranberries now. That's the point. And that's it. And it's delicious. And you can't do any better, and you're done. It's as easy as you can do. I make it every year, and I bring it around with me to my relatives' house who are angered by it. But screw you. You're going to open a can? How dare you? All right, Natalie. I mean, Tristan.
Thanks.
You cool?
Yeah.
That's it. You want to repeat it back to me real fast?
Bag of cranberries, cup of sugar, cup of water.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're done.
Fantastic.
All right. Please do that. Please, everyone within the sound of my voice, do this.
Did the Osbournes eat your cranberries?
Jack did.
Did he like it?
Of course he liked it.
Okay.
It's delightful. What's not to like? You can also put a little zest of lemon in there, too.
Orange peel.
A little orange peel isn't bad, too. Just actually put a little orange peel in there.
Yeah.
A little lemon peel, orange peel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can't. And the next day, it's good. It's good cold. You know, it's nice when you're making a sandwich. You're making the turkey sandwich.
You get the
dry white meat on there.
Oh, yeah.
Put a little dollop of that. That helps it go down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Drew, we're looking forward to this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuffing's good. And let me say this, too, about Thanksgiving. Don't outsmart yourself. If people get a little, they get a little cool. You know what I'm saying? Where they're going, this year we're going with pheasant. No. Don't do that. What? By the way, what are we eating? Fully dressed Thanksgiving dinners every goddamn week that you got to make something different the one year we can't eat it? You know what I mean? Like people try to get slick. Oh, we went with a quiche this year, or we went with this, or we went with the pasta. No. Turkey. That's what we want.
Yeah.
We want the turkey. We want the gravy. We want the stuffing. We want the, candied yams.
Yeah,
it's good. Sweet potatoes and the yams.
It's a good time.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. Why? Well, we don't get it the rest of the year.
Yeah.
And we want the leftovers that come from that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your mouth watering?
Yes, I want to go eat. Let's go take a break.
Picture cranberry. Close your eyes and picture biting down into an equal parts cranberry, turkey, and stuffing bite right now. You're salivating, right?
I'm pissed.
Okay. All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to thank Adam Brody for coming in here, Peter Gallagher for coming in here. Pink by semi-popular demand coming in tomorrow night.
Nice.
Yeah, then Kathy Griffin. You know what I call her, right?
Red?
Orange.
Orange.
Rob Schneider coming in next week, and Blink 182. Ron Livingston, he's a good actor. He's in a new movie coming up, Office Space and Swingers and Sex in the City, and you'd know him if you saw him. But it's not going to help because it's on the radio. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I'll be ramming your stool back into you in just a couple of few.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.